As Paul was writing this letter to Timothy, we believe Paul was in his second term in prison. Paul was in that position where he knew this time he wasn't going to get an acquittal, that it was leading towards his death. Paul then was coming to the end of his ministry in the world. And he was reflecting back somewhat on his journey, how he had gone to communities, inspired them, convicted them, and they became followers of Jesus Christ. And then we find all his letters as he's had to go back and remind them of the doctrine that they had been taught, of the lives they were to be living. So he's sending this letter to Timothy sort of in that twilight time, that time when he knows he won't be in ministry again. And he's got to give instruction to a man who is going to be leading people forward. So he's offering him this teaching. He's offering him this sense of, it's a struggle. It's a struggle. And you have been called to step into the middle of that struggle. And sometimes it will be good. And sometimes it will not be so good. But you need to be persistent, Timothy. You need to continue and speak and do the things that you have been called to do because you have been called to do it. And to be patient, that whether or not a heart or a life is converted is not yours. It is between them and God. Your faithfulness in preaching the good news, in sharing the word, in teaching and admonishing, that is what you are called to do. And that is what is the only thing you can do, to be persistent and to be patient and to know that in the end, the work is God's in their heart. So as we listen to those words, the authors that I was reading were talking about verse 3:16. Verse 3:16, and 3:16 always stands out in our heads like, oh, John 3:16, for God so loved the word. But this is 2 Timothy 3:16, and it's almost as important to many people because 3:16 is the verse, all scripture is inspired by God. Or better known as all scripture is God breathed. That God breathed into this living word. Now remember, when Paul was writing this, there wasn't a New Testament. He was talking about what we call the Old Testament, the Hebrew Scriptures. That it is God breathed. Whether it be literally true or not, when we move into those arguments, guess what we do? We step away for why God breathed into it. God breathed into this word so that it could be used to teach us, to encourage us, to admonish us, to bring to us the truth about God's love for the world. But the other thing that we need to pay attention to is when he speaks to Timothy about this word that is to bring to us truth, he also speaks about the other side, the myths, the cute and fancy little scripture twists and turns that we use today so that people hear a different gospel message, that they don't go into this word, but it's a diluted word, so that this is the only word I want to hear because this is a good word. I don't want to hear that I have to behave. You know, I want a prosperity gospel. I want a gospel that will always bring miracles of healing. I want a gospel that always will benefit who I am and where I want to go. When this word talks about a different word. And I always remember Luke chapter 4 when Jesus was standing there and he unrolls the Isaiah scroll and he says, I'm here to proclaim the good news, the year of Jubilee, to release the captives, to set them free, to recover, to heal. That is the message of God's word, of a healed community, of a healed world, of a healed society. So when Paul is talking to Timothy about what it means to preach and proclaim the good news, he's talking about living the life that Jesus called us to live, to step into the communities and be the healer, to step into families and be the reconciler, to step into churches and schools and be the ones that show each and every person sitting in the pew how valued and loved they are by God, no matter their race, no matter their ethnicity, no matter their sexual preference. They are still a human being created by God. And to know that they are valued. To step into communities where there is hunger, where there is need for a volunteer at a shelter, where there is need for a volunteer at a school so that a child can learn to read. This is a proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ. Jesus didn't come to speak and proclaim in synagogues. He reached out and touched the sick. He ate with sinners. He fed the hungry. He proclaimed the release to the captive. So when we hear this word about the fact that people are going to turn away from sound doctrine, there's some other translations I want you to hear it in, because it might actually hit us a little bit differently. Be ready to do it, whether it's convenient or inconvenient, which is the common English Bible. And in the Message, we hear, just keep it simple. You're going to find that there will be times when you will have no when they will have no stomach for solid teaching, but will fill themselves on spiritual junk food, catchy opinions that tickle their fancy. They'll turn their backs on truth and chase mirages. So this morning, church, I think the word that God through Paul is speaking to us is that we need to be solid and simple. We know the truth of this word. We know what it calls us to do when it calls us to a life of reconciliation with God and with one another. Keep it simple. Live a life that reflects the gospel message so that when people look at you, they see Christ. When people see your life, they know what it means to be a follower of a carpenter. And when we speak from this word because we study this word. That's why it's important to have small group studies in the evening. That's why it's important to have a Bible study Thursday afternoons. That's why it's important to have church school at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings. Because it's when we step into this word, we learn the truths that are there. The truths that cannot be taken away. Or it's not one of those of you who don't have social media, I'll explain it. It's called a meme. How many of you know what a meme is? Okay, there's some who know what a meme is. A meme is a silly picture, and they put really cute captions on it. And sometimes you laugh at them, and sometimes you go, oh yeah. And what I'm finding on social media is we get Christian memes. And this is the word to follow. Not the cute little sayings. Not the cute little fancy things that make us laugh and smile. But not be afraid. Whether it is convenient or inconvenient to speak the truth of Jesus Christ in whatever situation that you find yourself in. Proclaim the message of Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.